1.
Nukes is the topic, and probably some rubbery chicken dish will be served, but 47 nations expected for a nuclear summit at Obama's request. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Swinging into the second week of April. Boy, we're getting closer to Memorial Day. Can't you just feel it? The sun beating down on you as you're cruising on the back of a boat somewhere. Or maybe not. Maybe you're just dropping a fishing line someplace, some lake, or perhaps out on the open seas. Just chilling. That's the key. Hope you had a great weekend, like I mentioned. And we have a big week coming up on this show. Certainly politics will be huge and nuclear conversation rather big, but that's not the only thing. A lot of other things are brewing, like the safety underground in light of what happened in West Virginia with now 29 dead miners, the worst accident we've had in our country since 1970. It makes it official, and boy, you think of how much we've progressed with technology, and yet this accident, which looks to be driven by greed more than anything else, leaves all those families in a state of disarray. Missing fathers and sons and loved ones. So that was what the topic was from the pastor at one of the local churches there and all over West Virginia, frankly, because so many people listening to us in Kentucky make their living in the coal mines. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Life goes on at the mines. The grieving begins, but things continue. But will things continue there? Perhaps not for the Massey Energy folks. If they can prove the violations were too far over the top in this federal investigation, maybe they get pushed into closing the mine altogether because of the safety infractions. And the cost of gasoline, my friends, if you were just hanging out at the abode but went out occasionally and you had to put some of that petrol in your tank, you might have found that you were paying more, and I'm sure you were. It jumped up almost a nickel. Gas did in the last couple of weeks, and that's because if you look at the crude oil prices for a barrel, we're seeing that they've jumped up in a very, very big way. So Lundberg, who does the survey, they say that they do about 5,000 gas stations. That's how they come up with it. They say refineries are facing weak gasoline demand, but it didn't pass through the oil price rise into the whole sale gasoline market, which is what I'm talking about with the crude oil, when you look at that every day on the market, then that'll tell you what you're going to pay pretty much when you pull up to fill up. I don't know how much you're paying where you are, but in New Jersey, $2.64 a gallon, that was the average, and they paid the lowest for self-service. It's funny about New Jersey because you can't pump gas there. An attendant has to do it for you, and you don't even get gouged because that's the way they roll in Jersey. The highest, I don't think, is ever a surprise. It's going to be Hawaii because of the delivery system and how expensive it is to live on any of the islands there. But $3.43 a gallon in Honolulu. Boy, that'll crimp your style when you go on vacation because you can take the few cabs that they have. Well, in Honolulu, they have a bunch of cabs. But you've really got to have wheels. You got to rent a car, which means you have to do that thing, you know, when you pull back up to Alamo or Hertz or wherever, and you have to have the gas tank full. Have you ever done that where you didn't have any time, you're running around like a chicken with your head cut off, and suddenly it's too late, and you're paying a crazy amount for gasoline because they tell you what the number is for them to fill it, and in some cases, it's almost double what you would pay, even in the worst of areas. I started off talking about nukes, and that was part of the Sunday Swirl. And if you've ever listened to my show, you know I call the Sunday Swirl the talking heads that are on Fox and CNN and NBC and ABC and CBS and all of the Sunday morning shows. That's just tradition. A lot of the reaction is senators or sometimes heads of state. You know how that game goes. This time it was interesting. Jake Tapper had an interview with the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, and also Robert Gates, the Secretary of Defense. What's his take? Now, he's worked for the Bush administration and for Obama. He had a much different stance on nukes just a few years ago. So why the flip-flop now with this big summit happening? And here's what he told Jake Tapper.
In the first Gulf War, we made it very clear that if Saddam used chemical or biological weapons, then the United States would keep all options on the table. We later learned that this veiled threat had the intended deterrent effect as Iraq considered its options.
Well, I think what's happened is the situation has changed. We have more robust deterrence today because we've added to the nuclear deterrent missile defense, and with the phased adaptive approach that the president has approved, we will have significantly greater capability to deter the Iranians because we will have a significantly greater missile defense. We're also developing this conventional prompt global strike, which really hadn't gone anywhere in the Bush administration, but has been embraced by the new administration, that allows us to use long-range missiles with conventional warheads. So we have more tools, if you will, in the deterrence kit bag than we used to.
So you heard what Gates said there. We have more tools. We have other things. We have other deterrents based on what's happened now as to previously what we had to do. Because you could hear that first statement was back a couple of years ago when he was talking about the veiled threats and how important nukes were to combat that. It's interesting because Hillary Clinton also talks a different game when she was running for president. This was her take on how to be careful when you're the president, what you say about nukes, and now ultimately how she feels about this big summit and the use of nuclear weapons.
Presidents should be very careful at all times in discussing the use or non-use of nuclear weapons. Presidents since the Cold War have used nuclear deterrence to keep the peace. And I don't believe that any president should make any blanket statements with respect to the use or non-use of nuclear weapons.
I think if you actually read the nuclear posture review, you make three conclusions. First, we intend to maintain a robust nuclear deterrent. Let no one be mistaken. The United States will defend ourselves and defend our partners and allies. We intend to sustain that nuclear deterrent by modernizing the existing stockpile. In fact, we have $5 billion in this year's budget going into that very purpose. We believe, and this is a collective judgment from this government that is certainly shared by the Secretary of Defense, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, the Secretary of Energy, and the others, along with the State Department who worked on this nuclear posture review, that we can have the kind of deterrent that we need by modernizing our stockpile, but not necessarily having to replace and build new nuclear weapons.
More on the stockpiles and what's to be accomplished this week in Washington. Is it really realistic to live in a world without nukes? We'll talk about it on the flip side.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need
need the magic yellow flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the magic yellow flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The magic yellow flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit magicyellowflyer.com. That's magicyellowflyer.com. Put the magic yellow flyer to work for you today. Visit magicyellowflyer.com.
Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. Today is April 9th, 2010. Gold opened at $11,5770. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $11,8901, $594.51 for a half ounce, and $297.25 for a quarter ounce. That's $11,8901, $594.51, and $297.25.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Most of you did your taxes already, and you don't have to wrestle with the whole tax thing this week. Is that not the worst? I know I've said this too much. I just beat it like a dead horse, the fact that it shows that so many of us, are procrastinators when you look at the witching hour, midnight, and when you're supposed to file and have them stamped by the 15th, guaranteed you could just drop in anywhere, USA, on the 15th, right before the stroke of midnight, and find people lined up trying to get their letter in the box so that it'd be stamped in time. And by the way, if it was a day late, I think you'd be okay. People panic. I don't know why. People think that they have, you know, hey, I'm like everybody else. I'm never crazy about taxes. I'm never crazy about doing them. I'm never crazy about the things that I think have to pay too much for, depending on where you are. I know I've told this story too, but I can really feel your pain in New York. When I worked in New York, I thought it was so much fun. But what they take from your pay, borough tax, city tax, state tax, federal tax, it's crazy. Unless you're making huge do-re-mi and you're working for like P. Diddy or Jay-Z at one of the record companies, or you're on Wall Street ripping people off. I don't know how they pay, you know, can afford to live there with all that they have to pay. So anyway, tax day coming up. We'll be talking about that more in the week. What do you do when you have a tax headache? I'm done. Matt's done. Donovan's done. Anyone connected to America Tonight, as far as I know, done. We're done with it. No last minute. No while we're on the air. It's not like those pilots that overshot the runway in Minnesota. No last minute doing the taxes while we're trying to do America Tonight. So here's the scoop on the nuke deal. I mean, this summit is a huge moment for Obama. And that was one of the things Obama said, is trying to get rid of nukes, tear down nukes more, as many as possible. And the idea is, see, this is the thing. Al-Qaeda, we know. I mean, we know. You don't have to hit any of us over the head with a frying pan. You think these guys aren't looking for the way to find an atomic bomb? Of course. Anything to get them the materials they need to build nuclear weapons. The one group you don't want to have a nuke is terrorists. So now you've got 47 countries. And will there be some kind of decision that comes out of this? Remember Copenhagen, different subject, climate control and global warming and all that that entails, that fairy tale that is being sold and being swallowed by too many people. Nothing happened at Copenhagen. This now is nukes. It's in the U.S. It's Washington. What kind of expectations? I would say the expectations have to be pretty low. I don't think you're going to have some gigantic announcement come out of this. It's a photo op. There'll be smiles and conversation, and that's it. I don't think so. The U.S. and Russia signing a agreement to dispose of weapons-grade plutonium from the Cold War era, from the nuclear weapons there. That is supposed to be, okay, look, this is what we're doing. We're throwing in ours. Will you throw in yours? Is this inspiring any of you to do the same thing? And I've mentioned this before because, you know, I love the whole history aspect of anything that we talk about. So here's the scoop, that we haven't had any kind of an assembly of world leaders. We've had world leaders go to the White House and meet and all that stuff, but that many since the 40s, and that was in San Francisco. It was a conference that actually helped put together the United Nations. Will anybody be part of, I think what's going to happen, conversation and talking, in the conversation talking about keeping each other's backs and watching to see who is selling, transferring, any of that kind of stuff, any kind of nuclear material to Al-Qaeda or any other terrorist group, because that's, you know, yeah, that's how you would tag it, that, ooh, look whose hands this got into. But I don't know that purely in looking at this as, okay, you think these other countries are going to agree to downgrade what they're using? Are they going to ditch the nukes? I don't think so. I don't think we're going to see this. I mean, most of the debate is going to center over the dangerous spots, Syria, North Korea, Iran. And they weren't invited to the summit. And maybe Israel. Because the Muslim nations always shoot back and say, hey, what about Israel? Why aren't you talking to Israel? Because they have a nuclear arsenal. So that's also going to be part of this, I'm sure. But will it amount to much? Will this amount to much coming out of it? And I'm going to say no. I don't think you're going to get everybody to agree. And I think that, yes, there'll be maybe conversation that can help. But no, I don't see any hardcore agreement happening here. You know, speaking of saying the terrorists are the ones to be concerned about, because if they got a nuke, they being any kind of the Al-Qaeda network, any members, what would they do? Well, of course, how easy is that to if they have the right trajectory, they have the material, it makes sense that they would try to do that. And, you know, it's been a funny thing. Language has been a big part of what we talked about, well, with any presidency, but certainly with this one. Remember, everybody made fun of Bush for how he tripped into things like nuclear, and he could never say that word. But in the case of Barack Obama, really it is, what is the president using when he talks about terrorism? How long did it take to say the word terrorists? Forever, right? So now the New Deal is, there was a big story on this, somewhere I read it, I don't know where I read it, but I read it over the weekend. The president's advisors are going to remove Islamic radicalism, for example, from one of the documents that talks about national security strategy, and they're going to use a newer version to emphasize that the U.S. doesn't, they say, view Muslim nations through the eyes of terrorism and counterterrorism. That is pretty significant, though, in what is being said. So there is no Islamic radicalism. They're not going to talk about it. If you remember, a document that outlined the Bush Doctrine of Preventative War, it has in it this line: the struggle against militant Islamic radicalism is the great ideological conflict of the early years of the 21st century. So this is interesting that here we go again in changing some of the phrases, and this is one of them. This is the shift away from terrorism. This has been building up for over a year. It was Obama over a year ago that went to Cairo and promised what he called that new beginning in relationships between the Muslim world and the United States. The White House thinks that the guys that were there before based their whole relationship on fighting terrorism and winning the war of ideas, and they say they don't want to do that, so they're going to change some of the language. So, boy, it's interesting. The U.S. is what? The nation that, this is what they're saying. Do you want the U.S. to be known as the nation that fights terrorism or the nation you want to do business with? Muslim Businesses Entrepreneur Summit. Isn't that interesting? Business leaders from more than 14 countries are also coming to Washington, and it's an entrepreneur summit, and it's only for Muslim businesses. This, I think, is the reason for the change, as to not to offend. 800-259-5791 if you want to throw in your two.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
Well, if you didn't read the news today and you were listening to America Tonight, you know that we've been building up for this whole nuclear summit. Kind of focusing on that a little bit. We have other little things that we're going to talk about, too. As you know, on this show, I think it's all about the water cooler buzz, baby. We all have some form of ADD, and there's nothing worse than turning on the radio and hearing the same thing over and over and over again. It'd be like playing Stairway to Heaven on a 70s station. Over and over and over again. You know, it works for some people, and hey, I know that there have been radio stations in the music genre who have done that, where they, like Christmas, it's like Christmas, play the Christmas music. But I think the trick with that one is not to play the Christmas music too soon. Sometimes, you know, you get Christmas in October, it's just not working for most people. Let's go to Tom in Missouri. Hey, Tom.
How you doing, Kate? Nice to talk to you again. This is about a few points I wanted to make. You were talking about nuclear summit that was supposed to be coming to was it the D.C.?
Yeah, this
very
week.
Shortly.
Yeah.
Well, all that is pretty much to me is it just spells out that there is a smokescreen that is being presented here before the American people. And I think what he's trying to show is that he's trying to do something without actually doing anything. I believe that what he's going to do by executive order is he's going to have a lot of the nuclear weapons torn down, torn apart, and put in a scrap pile, and quite literally what that's going to probably wind up doing due to the fact that our borders can't even be secured, you're going to probably wind up having terrorists come in and they start stealing some parts.
Oh, that'd be a disaster too, Tom, if that happened.
It would be a disaster, and that would that's only part of it. I believe that that is a deliberate ploy because if I'm somewhat of a religious man, and I have I also look at prophecy, and I look at a lot of the edicts from the United Nations where they want to try to get rid of a significant amount of the world population. If it can't be by starvation or famine or by disease, they're going to do it by war. And so what I believe seriously is they're trying to set the stage to create another Holocaust of some sort. The other thing I wanted to also mention, the other point, something that also falls in the line of prophecy that was pointed out to me, but this is an actual provable fact. If you go to IllinoisLottery.com, Obama, he was elected from the state of Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the Illinois Lottery, you got a number of different games. You got the Lotto game, the Mega Millions, and you've got the Pick 4 and Pick 3. Now, the Pick 3 numbers, if you go back on the history and research the history of all the past winning numbers. Now, the election was held on November the 4th of 2008, correct? And he was projected the winner. On the 5th of November is probably when all the votes were tabulated and it was probably finalized. Take a guess what the pick three numbers were on November the 5th of 2008.
Yeah, almost don't want to.
Six.
Mm.
Now, this is something that I think that is more than just a coincidence. I believe that this is an omen. And based upon his performance and based upon his arrogance to not being able to even prove things like where he was actually born, and not even having any of his college transcripts from Occidental College or from Harvard or any other institution that he's been to. He won't even disclose his campaign financial forms. And probably, I believe that the reason why he didn't do that was because he supposedly did not take any federal money during that election cycle.
That's right.
So therefore, he would not be subjected to that law, which is wrong. Anytime you have somebody that wants to run for the highest office in the land, they need to disclose their whole life to the American people.
Yeah, I agree with that. Absolutely. I agree that everything should be on the line. But, you know, here, the problem is you made some good points, but I say you don't even go the route of the birth certificate and all that stuff. You know that, Tom. You're trying to line up what you're saying. Thanks for the call. I think what Tom is saying, and I agree with this, there are some ominous things that hang over in the balance, and I'm concerned from just the straight on point of view of the nukes. I mean, come on. I mean, he's saying if somebody gets in that you got these parts and that's the idea. Let's create this war scenario. But I'm not, you know, I think this presidency is an ineffective presidency. So you guys that are going, lining up all those ducks in a row like that, I think you're giving that administration way more, I don't know if it's not credit, but I don't know if it's planning, laying it out, whatever. I mean, I'm not buying any of that. I think that there's a lot of ineffectiveness in this president, and I don't think he's thinking that way. I truly believe that they're naive enough to think that this, if we do this and we give in here, that everybody else is going to do the same thing and come in line. So I don't think so, though. Uh-uh. Jeff in Missouri, you might have a different take, or maybe you're going along with the 666 thing, although that is pretty curious.
That was a little out there.
Yeah, well, you know, the problem is you keep going back, when you go back to the birth certificate thing, it's forget that whole deal.
Like,
forget it.
It was like people thinking Reagan was
Yes.
to that whole number thing with
yes.
his name.
Yeah.
But anyway, I had a couple comments.
Mm-hmm.
One about is the Poland airplane crash.
Yeah, boy, awful.
Yeah, if you think that was an accident with all those high-level officials on board, then I got a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you.
So the thing is, supposedly the investigation is that, okay, it's just odd. It's, you know, I said that.
And then when you're done, I do have a comment about the nuclear stuff.
Where they went down? They went down where Stalin was eliminating Polish people back when. So you think that you're thinking, hey, now let's just bring this down.
Yeah, wasn't Russia pretty angry with them that they were going to participate with the missile defense shield?
Yes, absolutely. So you think they figured out a way, let's give them the crappiest plane we can. I mean, the plane wasn't that great. When I say it wasn't that great, there were some problems with the plane. It didn't mean it was going to fall out of the sky, but okay.
But the stuff I have about the nuclear talk and the disarmament and all that.
Sure.
One, I can't believe that we are making the Neville Chamberlain mistakes again in World War II. And forgive me if I go all geek, sci-fi geekish on you.
Mm-hmm.
But when I've heard this talk about the last week about the nuclear disarmament, I can't get out of my head that Battlestar Galactica story on how the colonies fell.
So you're taking us the sci-fi route, okay.
Yeah, you know, so they signed this treaty and all this stuff.
Right.
And then they still got attacked and the whole thing still went down.
Well, I don't think I don't think there's anything with real teeth that's going to come out of this summit. And if there is some kind of your point about signing a treaty, I agree. If there was a signed treaty, there's not going to announce
the thing
anything.
With Israel, they did not sign the nuclear proliferation treaty.
No.
They're not obligated by any of its laws.
No, and they won't disclose if they have nukes or not, but we know they do.
Oh, yeah, but like I said, they did not sign that treaty, so they are not obligated by anyone to tell them anything.
Right. No, you're absolutely right, yeah.
So that was, I guess that's our mistake there, too.
Yeah, because we signed the treaty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just think it's going to come and bite us in the southern region, if you know what I mean.
Yes, in the rear end.
Yeah.
In the butt.
Yeah.
I think that there are definite signs. That's why I said that there were ominous signs about signing it, that I definitely wouldn't have gone in that direction, especially with where we are, and I'm sorry, with the extremist groups, and, you know, you can manipulate this however you want to manipulate it, but the bottom line is, it's not like we're amping up, but why let down the guard and give away the store, just throw it out open, across, you know, out there with all of everything exposed? I think that's bloody ignorant. I just think it's too dangerous. And I think the problem is that all of us could end up being the ones who suffer as a result of it. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, hi. How are you, hon? First couple of callers were great there. I have a chance to listen to a lot of radio and listen and read a lot of different newspapers in my daily travails. Just a couple of things before we go to a break here. First of all, I called my brother upstate. I said, Al, I don't believe for a second that the official story with this Polish, there's no way in the world with all these cabinet members and this guy's wife being on the plane. I'm sorry. I know people think conspiracy. Something's up here because Poland has always been a fierce defender of they've been fierce fighters, and they, you know, we all know about the Polish jokes and everything else, but they've been fierce warriors. They've been fighting along with the Ukrainians, with the Russians for years. I'm just not buying this. I'm willing to wait to see what they say, and for more intelligent people to come out, I'm just not buying the official story with this, the way they took this guy out.
Well, some people think that it could even have to do with the whole currency issue.
Right, and because one of their bankers, the top guy, I guess, want to go along with the so-called, the real New World Order.
Right.
That's not what I call for. Netanyahu basically told Obama, I'm not going up to you. I'm not coming to your summit. Now, I'm not going to say anything that's anti-Zionist, anti-Israel, or anti-Jewish, but he told him, go F yourself. That's basically what Netanyahu told Obama.
Sure.
He's telling Netanyahu, trying to tell him what to do. He's trying to make a legacy, but any treaty that the Russians sign with us is not worth the parchment that it's printed on, along with the Chinese. They talk about sanctions against Iran. I read in the Financial Times and New York Times, it's only $14 million. It's a fraction of what the Iranians they use. So the sanctions have no bite. The nuclear treaty, the Chinese and the Russians are laughing at this guy. I'm not that well informed, but I'm telling you, they got they're playing their card just right, and he's exposing his hand. Thanks.
All right, I agree with that. I think that we're exposing our hand. That's what I said. I think we're all going to pay the price for that. 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
So far, it don't seem like we're loving this idea of the nuclear summit. Not so much the idea of the summit, but that there's going to be a lot of blowback out of this. And really, what does that mean for all of us in the U.S.? I mean, hey, let's be honest about this. Whether it's Mark in New York or Tom and Jeff in Missouri, whether you're single, have a family, you're chasing women around, whatever your particular state in life is, we love the freedoms we have here in the United States, don't we? And God bless the founding fathers that we have those freedoms. And we're not stuck somewhere where they're pumping out state-run news into our ears, not really telling us what's going on. I mean, yeah, we know there's things we know that are going on. It's not the same thing because we still have the possibility of exposing it. And I truly believe that. And here's the thing, ultimately, we want to revel in the things that people have shed blood over that right now troops are continuing to do. So the last thing I think we want to do is completely let down our guard and make the country weaker from a defensive point of view. Like it or not, this is the world we live in. And the theory of, and I'm putting this very simplistically, but the theory of, listen, we could all, if we could just all lay down the weapons, and war is ugly, and I agree. If in a fantasy world you could have no war, so be it. But that's not the current game, and that's not the way it's been for ever. So unless you can guarantee that nothing is going to bubble up against us, you have to be prepared to answer back. Otherwise, the people that are living in the fantasy land of, why can't we just do that? I don't understand. Why can't we just say no to all of this? Then you're the ones who are going to see what it's like when we're either overrun or face the possibilities of what we faced on 9/11. Planes going into a building, I don't know, a suitcase bomb, the bridge and tunnel folks, whatever. I mean, we know we're vulnerable because we're an open society. And we want to keep it that we're an open society, but we don't want to be stupid. You know, Hillary Clinton, and what she said this morning and what Robert Gates said this morning, they were kind of dancing around it a little bit. If you really read in between the lines, it would be completely foolish to think that you can just ditch all these weapons. If that happens, then the right to bear arms becomes even more important. And I don't want to go there. I don't want to be the extremist. I don't want to go down that path of, oh my God, Armageddon, it's coming this way. I don't want that to happen. I don't want my nephew in Florida to suffer through that kind of life, if he were to even survive, or anybody selfishly in my family or friends or any of you to have to go through that. So let's hope that Tom, for example, on the very extreme side of that, is dead wrong. That really, honestly, it's just a piece of paper. Like Mark says, it doesn't mean anything. That the signatures don't mean anything, and that the guard isn't completely let down. Because it would be a big, big mistake. Absolutely. All right, we got to lighten the load here. Give you a little bit of the lighter stuff on America tonight. You can still throw in your 2 cents on anything, by the way. 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net, americatonight.net. But a couple of other things worth noting. One, I don't know why this is, because guys I know in their mid-30s, maybe even mid-30s, even a little bit older, for some reason, if it was just the time that it played or whatever, had crushes on some of the designing women. One of the women from Designing Women, Dixie Carter, died at the age of 70 over the weekend. I didn't even know, maybe because I don't pay attention to too much entertainment news, I didn't even know that she had cancer, but she did, and she passes away, and she was one of the that big cast that went on to do a whole bunch of other things. I don't know. Matt, you probably, because you're not really at that 30 cusp yet, did you ever watch Designing Women, like in the replays or whatever? The
I definitely saw some Designing Women, for sure. I remember that.
Isn't that funny? Every guy I know has watched some Designing Women. Well, you probably were a Delta Burke person then, if you were going to look at the women that way.
Okay, now, was she the one... Which one?
Big busty,
okay.
Brunette.
And she was the one who was later with Jenny Craig or something, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's the one I was thinking of when you were mentioning all that. Okay.
Yeah, so she would be the one that would have caught your eye at 7 years old.
Right.
Okay. But it was a popular show with guys, so they liked the concept, I guess. I've had more men say they watch this show than women have ever said. You know, when you just have this conversation about television shows, and that one keeps coming back. All right, here's something else, too, that I happened to come across when I was perusing different newspapers. Like, just like Mark said, from the serious to the ridiculous to the scary is the stuff that that I read, but we're on the lighter stuff right now. So I know we've talked about this before in the show about the whole engagement thing. And I guess not being a man, it has to be, guys always say it's one of those moments, this sweat is flying off your brow, you're a wreck, and you just want to get the question out, boom, get it out there and get that quick answer so that you feel like you got it in the bag, you got the ring, you got the whole thing going on. But who knew that people go to such lengths to come up with these incredible destinations to pop the question? I think that's risky. You better really know that it's going to be a yes if you're going to haul off to Cambodia. There's some spa in Cambodia where they cut really good deals that a lot of people have ended up getting engaged at that spot. It's the Hotel de la Pax. Yeah, I never, of course, do I know these regions? Here's another place where sometimes, and I'm not talking about people with just too much money on their hands. The Barossa Valley in Australia is one of the top five places Americans go to pop the question. They have suites, they have a courtyard and terrace and spa tub and underfloor heating, candle nooks in the bathroom, ooh, an outdoor shower. I wonder how many outdoor shower proposals there have been. Then there's the really simple one, like New York City, where people are get engaged in New York City in various places, whether it's in Central Park or in Soho or in the subway. I guess some people have even gotten the subway or the Mets or the Yankees games. I don't know. Matt, you've had a lot of friends that have gotten married. You're nowhere near that. You're still looking for Mrs. Johnson. But have you had friends that have gotten engaged or married in weird spots?
My buddy got married in Hawaii on the beach.
Oh, did you go to that wedding?
I didn't. I had just seen his brother out there like a year before. So.
Yes, he couldn't fly back out.
Right. It wasn't in the cards. Where else? I'm trying to think of, I can't think of any other kind of exotic locations or weird spots or anything that people have gotten engaged at either.
Yeah, I think that's risky. I'm not trying to dash anyone's hopes or dreams, but I don't know, you better know that it's going to be a yes if you're going to go to Venice, Italy, which is sinking anyway. But if you're going to go there and you're going to be at the Grand Canal, it's, even with a deal, that's going to cost you some serious money.
How are you with the scoreboard proposals?
I don't like it.
I don't like it either. I think it's very unoriginal.
I don't know. It's just because they can show you on the scoreboard anyway, the way they flash the cameras around anymore. So you could be any Joe Blow eating popcorn and wave at the camera. No, I think it's got to be a little bit more intimate than being on the scoreboard for me, for sure. And I'm sure for most of the people listening. You know what, guys? Who cares? Just get down on your knee, give her the ring, and be done with it. You don't have to have some exotic setting, I don't think. It's not about that. Keep that in mind if you're going to get engaged anytime soon.
You look ravishing. It truly is Beauty and the Beast. I might add a handsome beast at that.